Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
mind was out and my money can't make nothing stone. I'd be a dead man with no air to breathe if I can burn all that I own. I can't look back. Thank you.
Thank you. worship part of the service. Okay, now let's get into the first message. All righty. It's going to be a devotional. It's called God's Instant Forgiveness. You see, the story of the prodigal son moves my heart to dwell into the depths of God's limitless grace. I find myself in every facet of Jesus' words, identified with both the son's rebellion and the power of the father's love. As children of God, we are in constant need of reminders about God's mercy toward us. When the world rejects us, God calls us in. When the world writes us off, God clothes us with righteousness and honor. May the transformative power story of the prodigal son guide you to a deeper and more intimate relationship with your loving Heavenly Father. One of the most powerful verses in Scripture is found in Luke chapter 15:20. Take a minute this evening to reflect on the forgiving heart of your Heavenly Father as you read the Scripture. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. See, our Heavenly Father is quick to forgive us no matter how great our sin. He longs for us to turn our hearts toward him so that he can run out to meet us in our brokenness and weakness and draw us back into total communion with him. Too often we wait to turn our hearts toward the Father. Too often we allow the lack of grace in others to install in us a belief that God will be mad and slow to forgive us if we confess to him. The truth is that God is constantly aware of our sin, and yet he longs for intimacy with us in every moment. You are never too dirty to be wrapped in the loving arms of your Father. You are never too broken to be clothed with his righteousness and honor. You never step outside of being his fully loved and forgiven child. If you will turn your heart toward him the instant you sin, you will discover a continual wellspring of grace and love that never runs dry and never holds back. You see, God is filled with grace and love for you all the time, no matter how great the sin or how long it has been since you've turned your heart toward him. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, the moment you confess, you are brought back into a total freedom and righteousness. The forgiveness of God cleanses you through and through. There is always joy, peace, purpose, and hope on the other side of confession. There's always intimate, restored relationship available to you, and all that is required of you is open to you, is opening your heart to the Father in faith, that he will always love you and receive the overwhelming love he longs to give you. Well, so, what area of your heart has yet to receive the fullness of God's love? Where do you need his instant forgiveness? What are you hiding from the Father in fear of how he will react to your sin? Place yourself in the prodigal son's story today. Open your heart to the Father in a posture of repentance and set your feet toward him. Go to him and confess your sins, weakness, and need of him. Picture yourself at the feet of the Father who has run out to meet you and receive all the love and restoration he must give you today. There is nothing more important than allowing yourself to be fully available to your Heavenly Father and taking time to be fully loved by him. So may you have transformational encounter with your Father today as you enter guided prayer. So first, meditate on the importance of having your heart fully available to the Lord. Reflect on the importance of confession. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, keep your heart with vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Proverbs 28, verse 13, whoever conceals his transgression will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes him will obtain mercy. So secondly, confess any sin you have and acknowledge your need of God's love and forgiveness. Picture yourself at the feet of the Father as he runs out to meet you and make your heart fully available to him. Acts chapter 3, verse 19, repent therefore and turn again that your sins may be blotted out. And thirdly, receive the love and forgiveness of your Heavenly Father. Ask Him to show you how He feels about you. Ask Him to help you experience the cleansing power of His forgiveness. So take time to rest in His love and allow it to transform you. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So while God certainly knows everything about our hearts, He waits to transform, renew, and fill them until we open them to receive. He is not a God that enforces what we need, but waits for us patiently and expectantly. As children of such a loving God, it is vital that we can cultivate a posture of need and receptiveness. It's vital that we till the soil of our hearts to fully receive God's love and bear the fruit of His presence in our lives. So take time throughout your day to check the posture of your heart and open any areas that are closed off. Allow Him to guide you in every way. Trust Him and live in obedience. May you live today in total communion with your Heavenly Father. I highly suggest that you read 1 John chapter 1. It'll bring this devotional more into life for you. Amen. So, this brings us to the most important question, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will be given a chance to in just a moment. So let me ask you, okay, are you tired of living the way you are, never knowing which way is up or down, your days are confused, wandering around, okay, scratching your head and wondering what's going on? Okay, or maybe you suffer from a depression or anxiety, or maybe you suffer from an addiction such as alcohol, drugs, sexual immorality, gambling, overeating, gaming, internet, whatever it may be. See, the Lord can take it away, but in order for Him to do so, guess what, folks? He's got to know you. So if He doesn't know you, He can't do anything for you. So my question today is, are you ready to accept the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart tonight? If so, please say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation, and I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you again into the family of the Lord. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Amen. So, if you heard this message and you said this simple little prayer after me tonight, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that's area code 657-383-1487, and then press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you come on live so you can sit there and tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight to be your personal Lord and Savior. Okay, and I'll give you that number one more time. It's area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. See, right now, okay, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all His angels, and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. So won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. Well, I'm going to play some music, okay? Okay, and sit back, and enjoy the music. another pretty song. Amen. I'm going to bring on area code 321. Okay, you've been waiting for a little bit. Okay, while the music was playing. Goodbye. You waited all that time just to play, just to do that. That's ridiculous. Okay. Okay. Well, that's all right, because we're going to bring Tony F on now, and he's going to give us a Bible reading. It's called What God Expects of His People, and it's from Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 to 22.
I can tell y'all this much. God expects y'all to act right and not be making them silly phone calls. You know, that's what I tell Ken. We shouldn't answer the phone. But we answer, and what do we get? The darkness and the evil, the demons from the light. But that's all right. Hi, y'all. Thanks for having me. Thanks for letting me into your trailers, your basements, your attics, or wherever it is you dwell, so I can share the word with you the way it was written, the way it was meant to be spread, the way it was meant to be shared. Like Ken said, we're going to go into Deuteronomy tonight, 10, 12 through 22. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today for your good. Indeed, heaven and the highest heavens belong to the Lord your God, also the earth with all that it has in it. The Lord delighted only in your fathers to love them, and he chose their descendants after them, you above all people, as it is this day. Therefore, circumcise the foreskin of your heart, and be stiff-necked no longer. For the Lord your God is God of gods and the Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality nor takes a bribe. His administrators justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the stranger, giving him food and clothing. Therefore, love the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God, you shall serve him, and to him you shall hold fast and take oaths in his name. He is your praise, and he is your God, who has done for you all these great and awesome things which your eyes have seen. Your fathers went down to Egypt with 70 persons, and now the Lord your God has made you as the stars of heaven in multitude. Therefore, you shall love the Lord your God and keep his charge, his statutes, his judgments, and his commandments always. Know today that I do not speak with your children who have not known and who have not seen the chastening of the Lord your God, his greatness and his mighty hand and his outstretched arm, his signs and his acts, which he did in the midst of Egypt to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to all his land, what he did to the army of Egypt, to their horses and their chariots, how he made the waters of the Red Sea overflow them as they pursued you, and how the Lord has destroyed them to this day, what he did for you in the wilderness until you came to this place, and what he did to Dathan and Abram, the sons of Eliab, the sons of Reuben, how the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, their households, their tents, and all the substance that was in their possession in the midst of all Israel. But your eyes have seen every great act of the Lord, which he did. Therefore, you shall keep every commandment which I command you today, that you may be strong and go in and possess the land which you cross over to possess, that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord swore to give to your fathers, to them and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land which you go to possess is not like the land of Egypt from which you have come, where you sowed your seed and watered it by foot as a vegetable garden. But the land which you cross over to possess is a land of hills and valleys, which drinks water from the rain of heaven, a land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year. And it shall be that if you earnestly obey my commandments, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine and your oil. And I will send grass to your fields for your livestock, that you may eat, that they may eat and be filled. Take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be deceived and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. Lest the Lord's anger be aroused against you, and he shut up the heavens, so there will be no rain, and the land yield no produce, and you perish quickly from the good land which the Lord is giving you. Therefore, you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be a frontlet between your eyes, and you shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, like the days of the heavens above the earth. For if you carefully keep all these commandments which I command you to do, to love the God, Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and to hold fast to him, then the Lord will drive out all these nations from before you, and you will depossess greater and mightier nations than yourselves. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even to the western sea shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand against you. The Lord your God will put the dread of you and the fear of you upon all the land where you tread, just as he said he would. Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and the curse, if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I command you today, to go after other gods which you have not known, now it shall be, when the Lord your God has brought you into the land which you go to possess, that you shall put the blessing on Mount Gerizim and the curse on Mount Ebal. Now see, the Lord is still telling you what you have to do, and if you do what he asks, he in turn will give you what he asks, but we all do know how this turns out. They're still fighting about it to this day. The land of milk and honey has never been reached, and wars have been fought over it. Well, we're going to move on to Psalms 32:3-5. When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the long day. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. Selah, I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. You know, only the Lord can forgive you sin. And the Lord can forgive you all your past. He can forgive you just about anything you've done. Really, unless you kill somebody, and you know that's an unforgivable sin. So, let's move to Proverbs. You know I like because it's just a little darker. I'm going to leave you with this. When pride comes, then comes shame. But with the humble is wisdom. Proverbs 11:2. So, like I tell you every night, thanks for letting me into your trailer park, your home, your basement, your attic, wherever your computer or your phone are set up. Thank you for letting me in. Thank you for letting me share the word the way it was written, the way it was meant to be spread. Bless you all.
Amen. Well, amen to you too. And that was passionate reading.
Yeah. Amen.
Let me get back in here and take back over. Okay. All right. Well. Okay, we got a telephone call from 213. Okay. 213 on the line. Who do we have?
That's the reason you can't take phone calls.
Yeah, well, you know.
I know, they always complain that I don't let you take phone calls, and it's all my fault. I took over your show.
and got rid of the phone calls, and those are the phone calls we get. So y'all wonder why we don't take them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. You gotta sit there and,
exactly.
You know, wait, all that time to come on, and all you're gonna do is sit there and just, you know.
It's like our good friend Joe Gibson always says, it's these trolls.
Yeah, amen. Well, they control themselves someplace else.
Amen.
Okay. Well, let's play some music, okay?
Thank you.
gonna bring on Tony up. He's gonna give us a closing prayer, okay?
Closing
facts, or closing statement, or combination.
I want to give you a closing something. Are you a friend of Dorothy? Used to be a code for are you gay? Now, Hollywood legend Judy Garland died in June of 1969. A week later, at the Stonewall Inn, homosexuals fought back against the police when they were attacked. Now, it was the start of gay liberation, and it's in Judy Garland's honor, a lot of people don't know, that we use the flag and the rainbow as our sign of strength and solidarity. Just a gay fact for gay pride. Got to teach the children. Now, when we leave you tonight, we hope that you will go in peace, knowing that everybody here at God Rainbow Ministries cares about you, know that God's rainbow light is upon you, his arms are around you, and his light shines forever on you. So until we meet again, same godly time, same godly channel, may God be with you.
Amen. Amen. God bless. Okay, so everyone have a blessed night tonight. Okay, I'm glad you tuned in. Okay. So tomorrow at 5:00 p.m. Central Standard Time, we will be having God's Rainbow Christian Messianic Tabernacle Church. Okay, I'm going to bring on one caller. I believe it's Spencer.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Let's see if it's Spencer.
Let Spencer
know.
We'll make it quick.
Spencer, is that you?
Hey, it's me, Ken. How you doing, buddy?
All right, how you doing?
I've been basically bedridden for the past few weeks here, and it seems like this strep throat has been going like around the family. You know, I'll get over it for like 2 days, and then next thing I know, somebody else in my family has it. And then I'll start sore throat again. And it's like I'm back again with it now. Right? Yeah, I don't sound like myself, I know.
No.
I don't know what's going on, but I am feeling better than
before.
Maybe you need some antibiotics. I've been taking quite a few antibiotics. But it's, you know, I just want it gone, you know. I want to call in and say hello to you and Tony F, see how you guys are doing. And I didn't get to listen to the show tonight, but I'll be sure to listen to the replay.
Yes, amen. Oh, well, okay. Like I said, we're running out of time, so I'm going to say God bless you, Spencer. I'll keep you in my prayers. Okay, that you get better. Okay?
Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Well.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Tony.
Yeah.
God bless you both.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Get better. We'll be praying for you.
Amen. All righty. Okay, so like I said, don't forget tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, okay, for another episode of God's Rainbow Christian and Messianic Tabernacle Church. Have a great sermon. Hope to see you all there. Bye-bye.